You're with SBS Radio.
Nagbabalik sa programa, Christone Capestrano, artist, writer, educator. Good morning, Christone.
Good morning.
Yes, you just came back from Manila or from yes. Olongapo, I should say.
Yeah. Kababalik lang.
And I must say, your Tagalog is magaling.
Magaling. But it's too awkward, so kailangan pa may onting practice.
Yes. Tell us about your time back in the Philippines and you did exhibition.
Yeah. My original time in the Philippines was just for supposed to be a vacation and a wedding around December 14 to early January. But while I was there, I just kept meeting people and opportunities came my way. I got invited for a group show in February. And I was going to say no because I had work, but they offered to fly me down and organize things. So I said, oh, wow, for sure. That's it. Okay, I'll come back. So it ended up becoming more of a work networking opportunity also.
But prior to you going home, I know that you had a few residencies like in Liverpool Art Center. And kilala ka sa malalaking mukha na gawa mo. Should we say that?
Trademark na.
But before going back to the Philippines, I heard you went to Singapore. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, I visited Singapore for an internship. But the main thing was I had a residency sa Hong Kong. So I was in Hong Kong for 2 months and got to exhibit there also.
Can you tell us about the works that you exhibited? Because I know, sabi nga natin, kilala ka sa mga malalaking mukha na ipininta mo o dinrowing mo. Pero ito rin ba yung mga ipinakita mo sa Hong Kong?
So sa Hong Kong, pumunta po ako para sa artist residency. So artist residency involves a lot of research, tapos immersion, getting to know the culture. Hindi pwedeng maggawa lang ng bagong work straight away. Kailangan mapag-aralan yung culture and really experience it first.
Mm-hmm.
So the first 2 weeks is just a lot of research. Kasi yung arts practice ko po talaga, like pupunta ako sa lugar, tapos maglalakad-lakad. I have to really immerse with the space. Talk to the people, especially in the streets. That's the place that I really like. That was eventually when you find the right characters that draw you in or that really pull you. Then I have to start approaching them and, you know, building a relationship. And then I ask if I can do their portrait. So that's the process. So in Hong Kong, I did a portrait of one of the street workers that I met there.
Is this the shoe shine? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, the shoe polisher.
Of Pero sa Hong Kong, alam natin maraming mga Filipino doon. May mga nakilala ka ba?
Meron din po. I actually have a future project in mind to do there, but I need to allocate the funds and really just prepare it before I go. I want to do a project with the migrant Filipinos there actually.
Yes, there are lots of Filipinos there na talagang sabi nga natin, workers sila, diba? So, may mga kinakaharap sila na mga sariling kwento at syempre mga sariling issue.
For sure. Nakaka-inspire nga po every Sunday. They go to church, tapos they have like picnics. There's so many talaga. As in, kunwari, you go to Circular Quay, tapos yung punong-pun. Like, imagine you get off at Circular Quay and you see from
tourists,
around the station.
Yeah.
The amount of tourists you see at Circular Quay, that's the amount of Filipinos. Especially, you know, mga titas, younger Filipino girls and ladies and lolas of all age. They're all there. They have a picnic or they practice dancing. The stuff that will make them masaya, you know,
Yeah, and now we talk about your stay in the Philippines. I read in one of your write-up that it's a way of for you to really reconnect with your culture.
Yes.
Dahil alam natin, dito ka lumaki. Pero, yan nga, mahilig ka pa rin sa opo at nasa, sabi nga natin, nasa pagkatao mo pa rin ang pagiging Pilipino. But how is it going back to the Philippines, particularly in your hometown or your family's hometown in Olongapo?
It's very special nga kasi for me as a figurative artist, you know, I don't deal with abstract or minimalism or I'm not so obsessed with sort of a conceptual art practice. So yung practice ko talaga about the human person, about memories, about, I guess, the heart, things of the heart, of the puso. So it's a very human approach to art making. So sa akin, important yung history and memory and family. And so going back to Olongapo, talagang, it's first time I went to Olongapo in so long, maybe 5, 6, 7 years. Talagang na-trigger yung mga childhood memories ko and a sense of belonging. Because I really feel that you can't create work na... When I create work, I try to depict a sense of warmth. Na pag titingnan mo yung drawings, parang my warmth or my connection, my intimacy, all these set human experiences that I want to project on the work. But you can't make that unless you have a genuine and authentic sense of connection, a memory. Mm. And so going to Olongapo really helped, I guess, reestablish that, I think. At least with me personally. Because if it's not established with me in my own heart, how do I really bring that out in my work?
Mm. Kumbaga, sa'yo, mas lumalim yung pagkilala mo sa pinanggalingan mo.
Yes, very much so. Kasi, yeah. Here in Australia, I feel a sense of, there's a sense of disconnection for sure with the culture. My accent is Australian and I love this place. This is my home forever, for sure. Pero there's still a disconnect with Australian history, with my place here in terms of my lineage and stuff like that. So, yeah, it was important to go back home, I think.
Para dun sa mga second generation or even third generation Filipino-Australians who were born here your age, para sa'yo, as you have experienced, gaano kahalaga na talagang makilala, syempre, yung pinanggalingan o pinagmula ng mga Pilipino na magulang at pinagmula ng ating mga magulang?
For me, talagang super important. Like, It's so hard to explain.
Is there a part in your journey in the Philippines that made you really cry or really say that I will come back to really immerse myself more?
I did cry when I was there for different reasons. But, okay, there are multiple moments, but not in that dramatic sense of crying. So I recognize or realize now how important for me to be near the ocean or near the mountains. Kasi sa Olongapo, that's where I grew up. And wherever you are in the city, makikita mo yung mga bundok. And my place is actually so close to the water. And my grandfather loved to fish. He dived a lot. He helped train some American navies to navigate the waters there because alam niya talaga yung mga tubig there.
Mm-mm.
In the ocean. So I think in my mind's memory, that's very important, like my grandfather's role and, you know, like his love for seafood and, you know, I'm so close to the water. Pero dito sa Sydney, I live in Rudy Hill.
Malayo ka.
Yeah, it's like an hour and a half to go there, including traffic and finding parking. So the distance, parang in my heart, I felt at home in Olongapo, being close to the mountains and the sea. I know it sounds a bit superficial or shallow, pero going back there triggered that realization in my heart that, you know, this is a place where you feel at home or comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yung mga small things like that. So spending time near the ocean, near the water, like throughout my trips, throughout this 2 months in the Philippines, I really felt such peace that I don't have here, even at Rudy Hill, if that makes sense.
Mm. It's like your home away from another home.
Yeah.
At sa dalawang buwan mo doon, were you able to make or draw something?
Yeah, I did. Mga small sketches lang, pero most of what I did, kasi yung isa pa hindi ko nakwento, I got invited for a solo exhibition sa Manila. In October. Yeah, it's such a blessing talaga. And it's gonna be at a high mid-tier gallery. So, hindi naman yung sa pinakamataas na gallery, but it's right underneath there. So, it's at a good location in Makati. It's in a art precinct called Caravin. So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of top galleries in the area. So, it's a really good opportunity.
It's gonna be in October, right?
Apo, yeah.
So, are you gonna be doing or drawing something special for that exhibition?
Yes, all new work. So yung ginawa ko po for this, especially this last month when I was there, ginawa ko talaga yung research trip. So nag-ikot-ikot po ako and my main objective was to get resource material to draw from. So I've taken lots of photographs and videos of different people that I will draw. My theme na po ako for the exhibition.
Can we reveal it na?
Papa, yung title hindi pa po resolved, but it's something like hanap buhay kind of thing, like looking, but not just livelihood, but looking for life.
Yeah.
So recently, even before I came to Philippines, I've been gathering images of newborns.
Yes, because the last time we spoke, you were drawing this baby being held by his father. Yes.
Yeah, yun nga po. So I wasn't gonna continue that trajectory, pero a lot of my friends had babies recently, and they take photos of the baby as soon as they come out, and all the photos look so dramatic and almost theatrical in a really beautiful way. Yung isa twins, and they were premature. Pero paglabas, yung parang like one of the babies held both their hands up, parang nagpe-pray or parang a gesture of victory or a gesture of like, I'm here.
Sort of, we've made it.
Yeah, we've made it. And it was so inspiring. Pero ang dami ko pong nakuha ng images like that, hindi sa Google, pero sa mga kaibigan ko, mm-hmm. of their own kids. And nakaka-inspire lahat. They're always, number one, dramatic. Number two, like, theatrical. So there's a lot of action in the way that, the way their bodies are twisted and like, parang naglalaban talaga. So there's, I have a set of images like that that I want to do.
Yes.
Now, pagdating ko po sa Philippines, na-realize ko, yung gesture ng mga babies na pagka-anak, it's similar to the way that Filipinos still fight for their lives throughout. Lalo na yung mahirap and stuff. Especially the people that I'm interested with, the ones that work in the streets,
mm-mm.
they just kept fighting for their livelihood. Whether they're pushing carts on the palenques or they're nagwawalis as, you know, as their job every day, they keep persevering, you know, to send their kids to school for their daily food and stuff like that. So it's going to be two main images of exhibition. But one set is those babies, malalaking drawings of them. And then the second one are images of basically street vendors or workers, of people who still use their hands, if that makes sense. Kasi ako po, for a drawer, I use my hands to create work. Like, it's very repetitive, it's very simple. It's simple technology, it's analog technology. Kasi ngayon na yung focus po puro, you know,
digital.
Robotics and AI and, yeah, digital, internet. Pero ako, I'm still so old school, analog na analog talaga, like analog technology of using a pencil or charcoal. Likewise, yung mga nag-uuling, the ones who make charcoal, o yung mga nag-wawalis sa daan, yung nag- in Philippines, yung nagtatahi, they still use their hands.
Yes.
So parang I feel an empathy for these people na that's very much doing a similar work that I'm doing.
Like using your hands as they find living.
Yes, yes, yes. So I've taken the photos of people with that kind of occupation or livelihood. Those are going to be the images for the exhibition.
This March, on the 27th, you'll be doing an exhibition in Sydney, right?
Yes, 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 Apa.
At the National Arts School.
Yeah, I got selected as a finalist for the Double Drawing Prize. So ito po yung pinaka-important na drawing competition sa Australia, or even drawing exhibition. I'm so blessed and so happy to receive the news for that. Kasi when I was a young art student, lagi ko po pinupuntahan yun every year sa Art Gallery in South Wales. Tapos lahat ng drawing heroes ko po nandoon. And I always dream that one day, hopefully, I can exhibit there as well. I'll be part of it. So talagang, I was so happy that I got invited as a finalist. Kasi hindi po ako manalo ng main prize of 30,000. For me, panalo na talaga kasi.
But it's extra.
Oh, it's extra. Oh my gosh, it'd be so amazing if I do. But for me talaga, win na po yun. A childhood dream ko po to eh. So yeah, I just feel so grateful.
And your work, The Sleep of Convicts, which we talk about when I did an interview with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You were just researching for it, isn't it?
Tama, opo. So I combined two pieces there to make that drawing installation. But one of those pieces, I would say, is like one of the best things I've drawn ever in my life. So I'm so grateful na ma-exhibit po yun. Saka makita ng mga maraming people and curators and collectors and stuff like that.
Pero kailan manalaman ang panalo para sa Double Drawing Prize na ito?
So, sa opening night po, on the 27th of March.
Can you just talk a little bit about the work? Because I know The Sleep of Convicts involves Filipino migrants, isn't it?
Yeah, opo, opo. So, gumawa po akong portrait. Dalawang portraits na death masks of prisoners na na-execute sa old Melbourne jail. Yung isa po si Ned Kelly. Siya po yung iconic na Australian figure. Historical figure that's rebellious, parang Robin Hood yung dating. So he's very famous worldwide. Marami lang movies that's been made about him, and in terms of Australian identity, he's one of the key archetypes. Ngayon, like I mentioned earlier, I do feel a sense of dislocation to Australian history, right? Or Australian, my place here. So nung pumunta po ako sa Old Melbourne Jail, I was really shocked and surprised when I found that a Filipino was also there around the same time as Ned Kelly. Pretty much, they could have been, you know, they could have walked side by side on the streets or whatever. But they were there at the same time.
So they're mates at the jail, sort of.
We don't know their relationship, but they were both at the jail.
Mm-mm.
And number one, I was like so surprised na meron pala mga Filipinos there at that time. That was around the 1880s. Tapos, when I researched more about him, I was even more moved because he was here as a migrant worker of sorts. He was working here as a cook. He was baptized Catholic, just like, you know, a lot of Filipinos. He had a tattoo of the Sacred Heart and a cross on his right arm. And he knew how to read and write. He was actually literate. Pero his job was a cook. which is so funny kasi, you know, Filipinos come to work anywhere, whatever jobs they can get, right? So kahit na literature, he was still working here as a cook. And, you know, that's, I know it's, I'm not trying to glorify criminality or murder kasi he was convicted for murder.
Yes.
Pero the fact that Australian history is so entrenched in this sort of convict culture that even one of our heroic archetypes, Ned Kelly, was also a criminal. The fact that there was a Filipino in that same framework or in that same position, parang for me na, I'm not saying it validated me, pero parang nakapasok din yung Pinoy sa pagkasimula ng country na to, if that makes sense.
Yes, it means yeah. Sa mga unang panahon, may mga Filipino migrants na talaga during that Apo. Time.
Yeah, and if Australia prides itself, or if Australia, I guess, knows itself by a convict past, the fact that a Filipino got included within that narrative was important for me. So in the research ko rin yun. So in this work that's going to be exhibited sa Double Drawing Prize, so one will be a portrait of Ned Kelly, and the other one will be a portrait of Filippo Castillo, which is that obscure, unknown Filipino that was here.
And with that good news, marami pang ibang mga exhibitions you're looking into, which include the one in Manila again. It's an anniversary group show in July. Can you talk a little bit more about the other exhibitions?
Oh, sure. So there's a gallery area in Malate called... there's a gallery called Mono 8. So they feature a lot of young emerging contemporary experimental artists. So I got invited to exhibit there. Tapos, after that, I will be heading to New York for an artist residency. I'll be there for 3 months. And I'll be exhibiting as well, whereas I'm still trying to secure a space. Pero I think that 3 months will definitely be fruitful kasi maraming galleries there. So it'll be a chance for me to present my work to lots of possible spaces for the future, like exhibiting spaces for the future.
Mm.
Actually, the works I'm going to show in Makati, I'll be making in New York. So I'll go straight from New York to Manila.
So it's going to be a big year for you.
Yeah.
A bigger year, I think.
I'm working hard now.
Pero, Kriston, yung mga ginagawa mo, you don't just draw. Sabi mo nga, you do research. Mm. And with your research, you find the stories of people or stories behind people that you draw. How important it is to really know the story of the people that you draw, the faces that you draw?
Sa akin po, very important. Like, actually, you can be with a workmate for 6 years and still not know their story, diba? Like, waiting katabi mo sa trabaho for so long and you still don't know them. But what's more important for me about knowing is the sense of encounter, that you've seen them already face-to-face and then you've shown them who you are also, that there's a sense of intimacy that's taking place. For me, that's more important. Kasi, kunwari, you're on the train and somebody says hello, good morning, and smiles at you. They don't have to say anything, pero pag genuine yung smile, that's like you smile back also, you acknowledge the other person is there. And a real sense of intimacy or of humanity has been established. For me, okay na po yun. Kasi they can kwento for 60 minutes, you know, when you go to some networking parties or openings or events, meron mga tao na nagkakwento for so long, but you still don't know who they are. So for me, that sense of encounter is more important. So one of the people I'm going to drop for the October show, yung isa pong lola na nagtitinda ng sampaguita sa Quiapo Church in Manila.
Mm-mm.
Na I was so drawn to her smile and her sincerity and her... Hindi naman po siya nagkukulit sa akin to sell the sampaguitas like the others. Nandun lang siya. But her sense of demeanor, and you could tell, of course, she's a hard worker. But there's something about her that really drew me in. Her sense of peace, maybe.
And you can see that in her smile or in her eyes.
Especially in her eyes, actually. Kaya nga pupunta ako sa kanya, nagkukwento-kwento kami. Tapos even though we were talking, ang dami po nagbibenta na sampaguita, siya pa rin yung mga pinupuntaan ng tao. Because there was something about her. Hindi po siya nagkukulit, ha? But she was drawing other people, like you could tell. So
it's her charm, maybe.
yeah. But a very unassuming and humble sort of charm. Like it's
kumbaga nakikita ng tao yung sincerity sa kilos o sa pinapakita sa mukha pa lang ano.
Opo.
But with this big year in terms of your artworks,
opo.
You still work as an educator or as a teacher, isn't it?
Yes.
Why is this?
Kasi po hindi pa ako brave enough to let go of this parang more stable form of livelihood. I know it's possible. Like, for example, yesterday, may nag-email sa akin do a commission and they want it done in a week. There's other people I met in the Philippines that want to do like artwork commissions, mga ganon. But one reason is stability. I don't want to be a poor artist, like that romantic poor artist. That's just, you know, I like traveling, as you guys can tell.
Mm-mm.
But I need to be able to fund my research trips and things like that. Or for example, my car registration is due, car insurance, CTP, all the bills. So you have to pay for them in some way. So that's one reason. But the other reason is also my teaching position is I'm only working as a casual teacher. So it's so super flexible. And the hours are so good. So I just work from 8:30 to 2:30. And within that, I get an hour break, sometimes 2 hour breaks within the day, but I will still get paid for that day.
Yeah.
And I don't need to bring work home. It's easy because I've trained at it and I'm good at it already, but it's a perfect job for an artist.
Mm.
So it's like it supplements my income.
At ano yung tinuturo mo, Kriston?
So I'm qualified po to teach visual arts, saka English and religion.
Oh, so it's...
Yeah.
Kumbaga, through education or through teaching, na ituturo mo rin, or you got to share what you are practicing as an artist.
Oh, yeah. Definitely po. Definitely. Na-inspire nga yung mga kids eh, that, like, wow, he's a teacher that's chasing his dream. On the other hand, I'm really happy na I'm teaching kasi it really grounds me. Yung mga iba ko pong colleagues na artists, their whole world is in the art world.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, on one end, in the art world, you have all the rich people. And on the other hand, you have all the poor, struggling artists. But they all think the same. They all speak the same. A lot of them don't have mortgages to pay. Or anyway, in the school system, I meet encountering families and people. So it really grounds me that there's a real world out there with real families and real struggles. So it helps me in my art practice as well.
And you also get to learn the stories behind.
Isn't it? For sure.
And moving forward, sabi mo nga, you choose yourself to position as an Australian Southeast Asian artist.
Oh, well, yes, definitely, definitely.
Why?
Kasi in the global art scene, Australian art is pretty much invisible. And walang much interest in Australian art at the moment.
Because Australians are more into sports.
Yes, pero no, even yung mga sub-professional, the professional in the art community all around the world, Australian art isn't so visible, but... So, kunwari, indigenous Australian art, yes, pwede. They have there's a space for that. Pero pagdating sa contemporary Australian art, it's really not visible sa New York or in Berlin or wherever. But there's a main focus now on Southeast Asian art. And it's interesting kasi even me growing up here in Australia, there's some things that I don't feel I have access to.
In terms of arts?
In terms of the culture. So there's a portrait of an indigenous woman, for example, in the Australian Museum dito sa Sydney. She's like one of the last documented female indigenous women from Tasmania. You'll see her portrait. It's such a beautiful photograph. Her eyes, her sense of the way she's posing, and she's really reveals her humanity and her vulnerability and her strength in that image. Gusto ko talaga i-drawing po yun. Because it's a special image, part of this culture, of our culture here. Pero I don't feel that... Some people say I can draw the picture. Some people say I can't. Like, this is different people who are, you know, so-called experts in indigenous culture. To iba sabi, hindi mo pwede i-draw yan kasi you're not indigenous. Anong paka-alam mo dyan? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Other people says, oh, no, please do kasi you're memorializing her and you're giving her honor by spending this time drawing her face and blah, blah, blah. So other people will know her story. So here in Australia, it's such a conflicted cultural space that in one sense, it's a battle that I don't need to fight or I don't have access to fight. Does that make sense?
It parang sort of give you restrictions, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't have access to that. Pero sa Philippines, like, that is part of my culture that I haven't explored much. But it's a culture that's open to me.
And it's open for all.
And it's open for all. Ganun ya. Filipinos love it when other people from other countries learn about their culture. Walang artihan na, oh, it's cultural appropriation or mga ganun. Filipinos are such an open, welcoming, generous community. That's why there's lots of Chinese, there's people from India, everyone's welcome there, right? But back to your question, in the global art, there's a greater focus now on Southeast Asia talaga. That's why I'm spending time in Singapore, like dumaan din po ako dun before bumalik ako dito, meeting curators and galleries and stuff. Kasi gusto ko din po mag-exhibit there. So yeah, so Southeast Asia is really where I want to be in the future. Of course, Sydney, Manila, and Southeast Asia.
So para sa'yo, mas lumalaki yung, sabi nga, space for you to really venture and showcase your arts.
Tsaka dito po, it's so mabagal, like, in terms of the progress. Like, I can work hard here, but it might take 6 years to be exhibited in a top commercial gallery. Unless I win a big art prize bukas or this year, which is also possible.
Yeah.
Pero when I went to Hong Kong, when I went to Philippines, parang people seem to be more open to my art, to meeting me, to me proposing this or that project. I don't want to wait 6-8 years to cultivate my practice here. So if people from New York will accept my work and welcome my work, then I'll go to New York. If people from Singapore, Hong Kong, or Thailand, wherever, I will go. Of course, Sydney, I'll still try in Sydney, but yeah, I'm hungry for more. For more, yeah.
So isa ba yan sa mga struggle ng mga emerging artists, in particular dito sa Sydney or in Australia?
So much. Ang dami po kasi nag-aaral dito ng art eh. So it's overpopulated, oversaturated.
Sa dami ng mga nag-aaral, bakit hindi ganun, hindi na siya showcase ang mga gawa nila?
Madami pong politics dito eh. It's about, actually in a sense, it's similar everywhere kung sinong kilala mo, dun yung makakapasok. Pero here, my family is very simple. We grew out sa Western Sydney, around Blacktown. Like one of my kaibigan niya from art school, yung isang uncle niya, he owns 2 galleries. Kasi yung mga kapatid, yung mga lawyers, they have investment properties. Mm. So, yung mga may pera, kilala na niya. So, pag mag-exhibition siya, marami na siya may invite, gano'n. But my family is simple. They're a migrant family, moved to Barala for 2 years, and then moved to, like, the Blacktown area. Tapos dito na kami lumaki. They just, my dad works in a factory, my mom's an engineer. Pero, you know, they're just simple, you know, content. It's harder to network for me kasi wala nang immediate network, like connections dito, like it'll take a longer time. Mm-hmm. But pagdating sa Manila and other countries, I find it easier to move around those circles that can allow you to exhibit or can introduce you to different opportunities.
So it means for artists like yourself, coming from a migrant heritage or culture, meron pa rin mga restrictions or sabihin natin limitations in terms of showcasing your works.
Of course, of course.
How do you fight this off?
Well, number one, I think you have to be just persistent. And so talent is, of course, a big part. Kung wala kang talent, hindi ka rin makakalipad, for sure. But actually, there's also a lot of not untalented artists there that are just there by networking alone. Marami din pong ganun. Nakaka-discouraged pag puro politics and networking. So I think that's what, actually, this is the very reason, in terms of your question, why a lot of artists stop practicing. Kasi they realize how hard it is. You have to be so resilient. Kasi if wala kang belief sa sarili mo, talaga hindi ka rin makaka-ano. You know, I'm so cynical po. Pag nagtatanong sa akin ng mga aspiring art students and stuff, I would say, kung talagang ayaw mo, wag ka na mag-aral ng art. Kung kunwari, hobby mo lang, wag mo nang ituloy kasi mahirap. You'll just find that you wasted 2 years of your life. That was afterwards, you'll be unemployed.
Takes a lot of courage to really pursue it, isn't it?
Oh gosh, it's heroic po talaga. Heroic.
Pero syempre, hihilingin pa rin natin na for artists or emerging artists like yourself and having experience showcasing your works in different countries in Southeast Asia and even here in Sydney, paano mo mailalaban yung kagustuhan mo to really do your work and really show them to people?
So, yeah, you have to be persistent. One advice I heard from an older artist is that the persistent ones are the ones that are seen in the end. Kasi a lot of people just give up. So if you don't stop making what you're making, if you keep showing, if you keep entering competitions, eventually you will be seen. So that's one way. Yeah, perseverance really shows.
In the next 5 to 10 years, where do you see yourself? Stitching or drawing?
Oh no, for sure drawing. Oh my gosh. By then, I would have won. So this is my, you're going to laugh. This is some of my goals, right? So by then, I'm sure I would have been signed to some commercial galleries.
Wow.
In Manila, in New York, here in Sydney also. Yung commercial galleries po parang sports team yan. You know, when you're an athlete, you know, if you're a basketball player, you have some teams that you'd want to play for. So galleries are like that. They sign you up. If they sign you up, sila na mag-aayos ng exhibition mo, at saka ng marketing and PR and all that. So ito pong show ko sa Manila, it's a commercial gallery. So parang ganun po to. I didn't sign an exclusive contract kasi we're still getting to know each other. Pero it's a breakthrough for me talaga to be invited for a commercial gallery like that.
And there's more chance for your works to be sold?
Opo. Oh yeah, for sure. Kasi sila po yung maraming kilala na collectors. Yun lang po talaga yung role ng galleries. Sila yung naglilink sa artists, sa collectors, and museums and galleries. You can do it yourself, pero ang dami pong admin. You know, as a journalist, you would know, di ba?
Yes.
I spend more time networking and doing admin and emails and proposals and applications more than drawing. Like, it's a luxury to just say, okay, I'm gonna wake up and go to my studio. Kaya nga sa New York, I'm excited kasi yun lang gagawin ko talaga for 3 months. Yeah, draw. Of course, I'm gonna do it now also. Pero hindi pwedeng every day.
We're talking about your works and the exhibitions for the whole year for you. Pero paano mo maaabot talaga yung sinasabi nga na the dream that you really have despite the challenges, syempre?
It sounds corny, but I think it's just perseverance talaga. Perseverance lang talaga. And I have to believe in myself and in my work. Because if I don't have that confidence in my own work, talagang hindi rin lilipad. Because you're the number one person that has to believe in your work first. Because if you don't, paano ipapakita sa other people? See, one of my comments of, there was a guest lecturer that taught me in honors in 2017. Yung isang compliment niya is, it's good that you have a great confidence in your practice. Kasi yun talaga yung nakikita eh. You have no shame in your drawing skills. And that's a good thing. Pag confident ka, walang makakatalo doon eh. Kahit hindi ka nanalo ng prize, pero lahat ng atin na exhibition makikita na, itong drawing na to talagang, it's something else. And that's the joy as well nga. Tanggalin ko na lahat ng success or lahat ng prize, all that. Pero the joy of drawing, pag nakikita mo talagang you enjoy the drawing and the joy of creating something beautiful by hand that no one else can do, there's a joy in that. And I think that's where the confidence really comes from. When you have something beautiful, you just want to share it naturally, whether it's online or to your friends or family.
Where can people follow you, like,
oh, sure,
and see your shows?
So I have all my details on my website. So you can Google my name, Christone Capistrano. So Christone, K-R-I-S-T-O-N-E, and Capistrano with a C. And also I have my Instagram. Like, I've updated that more regularly. Yeah, just find me online. Plenty of details.
Thank you very much, Christone Capistrano.
Thank you. Thank you po.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.